In 2014, Americans filled 4.3 billion prescriptions, but many of those scripts wind up partially used or expired. As part of our Citizen Q series, where we answer your questions about the environment, Margaret J. Krause looked at the safest way to get rid of these pharmaceuticals.
Erin Yord keeps a bowl on her countertop she calls the Big Bowl. It's positioned out of reach of her three-year-old son, the baby in her arms, and the family dog.
Presley, back.
Like most people, Yord has medicines in the house she uses, and medicines she doesn't.
I actually have no idea what this is. It's something my husband got. Oh, he had some pain in his mouth, and it looks like he didn't even use it.
Yord worries her kids could get into the drugs, or they could end up in the wrong hands. So she wanted to know.
How do I get rid of prescription medicines correctly?
Nope, not an option.
Toilets aren't garbage disposals. They're not trash cans. They're toilets.
That's Jean Clark of the Allegheny County Sanitary Authority. While there's no preventing one of the ways drugs such as painkillers or antibiotics enter the sewer system through natural excretion, Clark says don't send them any more than you have to. So no flushing.
They'll come through our system, and by and large, they will not be changed at all.
As a result, researchers are finding a soup of pharmaceutical compounds in our national waterways. While the EPA doesn't mandate specific limits for pharmaceuticals in drinking water, studies show that what gets filtered out in the treatment process varies widely. Terry Collins, professor of green chemistry at Carnegie Mellon University, says what remains is worth worrying about.
These days in America, you're not going to have a glass of water unless you're really out on the sticks that doesn't have some Prozac in it.
Chemists have gotten really good at their jobs, making drugs that are highly effective in low concentrations. So even after filtering water, pharmaceutical compounds can survive in parts per billion to parts per trillion. For reference, Collins explains that if you took a regular 12-ounce bottle of water and removed 1/1,000,000th of it, and then 1/1,000,000th of that drop, you'd have one part per trillion.
25 years ago, everybody would have said, well, that's so little. What could it possibly do? We now know that many of these chemicals impact aquatic life seriously.
How seriously?
Male fish begin feminizing.
Because some pharmaceuticals affect the hormones of fish, which means whole fish populations can crash, dramatically changing water ecosystems. And while humans are not fish or mice or pigs or any of the animals on which scientists can ethically conduct studies,
to think that the human animal is somehow distinct from the rest of nature is pure folly.
If flushing is out, and throwing meds in the trash means pharmaceuticals could seep into groundwater, what's the best thing to do?
The very safest thing that we can do is encourage people to take them to a location where we are sure they will be incinerated.
Patricia Kroboth is dean of the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy. She says, in light of the opioid epidemic, incineration is the best option. As it turns out, National Drug Takeback Day is coming up on April 30, with sites across the country accepting drugs. But if you can't make that, you can go online and find a medication drop box near you. So what does Yord think of an annual takeback day or a drug drop box?
I wish there was something better we could come up with. It would be really handy to be able to hand it back to the pharmacy and say, dispose of this properly for us.
Kroboth had one last suggestion.
Put them in a locked location, securely stored, until you can take them to a takeback place.
It's not perfect, but it's safe. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
That story is part of Citizen Q, where we try to find answers to your everyday environmental questions. So if you have a question, we want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook or Twitter at Allegheny Front. Or go to our website. You'll find more about National Take Back Day there, too. That's AlleghenyFront.org.